Welcome from San Diego to all listening. Title of today's message is Biblical Lost and Found. Biblical Lost and Found. What is God's teaching? What should you and I do if we find or lose a donkey, an ox, a sheep? Any takers? Okay. How about a cell phone, a wallet, a purse, pet, or clothing? We found an inexpensive plastic pair of shoes in our driveway. What's the biblical thing to do? Today, we'll cover 7 points. Number one, the world's way. Two, God's way. Three, five examples what to do. Four, we're too busy. Five, hide yourself. Six, someone we dislike. And seven, five examples of prevention. Point one, the world's way. The way of the world is finders keepers, losers weepers. There's a claim in the media, if someone finds and returns possessions, especially money, as being unusual and noteworthy. Luke 10, verse 30. Luke 10, verse 30. Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan shows the world's way of caring for a neighbor. Quote, certain man, stripped, wounded, half dead. Verse 30, the priest saw him, and he passed by on the other side. Verse 32, a Levite looked and passed by on the other side. This illustrates the world's way. The world's way to make as if not seeing or caring, and so be entirely negligent and taking no care and show no concern. So next, what's God's teaching? Finding something lost and being a quote-unquote good neighbor, a Christian. Point two, God's way. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 22, verses 1 to 4. Deuteronomy 22, verses 1 to 4. You shall not see your brother's ox or sheep going astray and hide yourself from them. You shall certainly bring them back to your brother. If your brother is not near you, or if you do not know him, then you shall bring it to your own house, and it shall remain with you till your brother seeks it, and then you shall restore it to him. Let's note in verse 3, you shall do the same with his donkey, and so you shall do with his garment, with any lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost and you found. You shall do likewise. You must not hide yourself. You shall not see your brother's donkey or ox fall down the road and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him lift them up again. God's way is to take positive action to care for and return property of others, including a wallet, purse, money, cell phone, clothing, etc. A U.S. president once mentioned a, quote, good neighbor policy, unquote, and the media was impressed. However, this was always God's policy to be a good neighbor. Point 3. Five examples what to do. Number 1. You find a wallet. We find one, or money, or cell phone, or clothing at a supermarket like Ralph's, Vaughn's, etc. Answer. We should promptly turn it in to the market's service desk for lost and found so the owner can reclaim it. Or, if a large amount of money or value or not at a market, you could phone or turn in to the police station, lost and found. At the market, you could also advise them that you found something. Example 2. You lose a wallet. You lose it, like I've done, at a supermarket. Answer, go to the service desk and inquire. If appropriate, go immediately to the police station and file a report. There may be automatic surveillance cameras that could be checked. Number 3, clothing. We found a pair of inexpensive plastic shoes in our driveway in our mobile home park. Answer, in this case, suggest first check with the neighbor, then we walk to our clubhouse of the mobile home park and turn them in to lost and found. Example 4, gloves. Few times we have found gloves at the rear of our mobile home park, which does maintenance on the bushes and trees. We walked each time down to the maintenance building and turned them in. Number 5. A lost pet. I once found a German Shepherd dog, hungry, pathetic, grateful for the little dry cat food I gave it. It brought tears to my eyes. Promptly, do not wait for days. You look up and drive to and deliver to the animal control or the humane society. There are websites. If you wish, you can check lost and found on the websites on the internet. They have search options. On the internet, it says, quote, we strongly encourage you to contact and release all found stray animals to your local animal control agency or animal welfare organization, ASAP. Point 4. You must not hide yourself. We noted in Deuteronomy 22, verse 3, the phrase, you must not hide yourself. Too often, our natural tendency is to consider our time and energy more valuable than someone else's lost possession. We feel we're too busy, but we are to take positive action to ensure that the lost item is returned to its rightful owner. Deuteronomy 22, 1-4 refers not only to taking someone else's lost animal, but rather to the natural tendency to ignore it because of the extra time and labor involved in restoring it. These comparatively small matters are tests and proofs to God of our character. We are not to ignore problems or misfortunes of our neighbors. We bear responsibility to uphold justice. Galatians 6, verse 2. Galatians 6, verse 2 says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Exodus 23, verse 4 says, you shall surely bring it back to him again. Ezekiel 34, verse 4, there's an interesting phrase. The weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, etc. Point 5. Lost items of someone we dislike. Exodus 23, verses 4 and 5 says, enemy instead of neighbor. Being kind to our enemies is different from the world where revenge is common. Going out of our way for our friends can be inconvenient, but we are instructed to also apply God's laws of fairness and kindness to our enemies. In Matthew 5, verse 44, Jesus Christ tells us, quote, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you. Point 6. Dishonestly keeping lost items. Let's turn to Exodus 22, verse 9. Exodus 22, verse 9. For any kind of trespass, whether it concerns an ox, a donkey, or sheep, or clothing, or for any kind of lost thing, which another claims to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judges, and whomever the judges condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. Leviticus 6, verses 3 to 5. Leviticus 6, verses 3 to 5 says, or if he has found what was lost and lies concerning it and swears falsely in any one of these things that a man may do in which he sins, then it shall be, because he has sinned is guilty, that he shall restore what he has stolen, or the thing which he has extorted, or that which was delivered to him for safekeeping, or the lost thing which he found, or all about which he has sworn falsely, he shall return his full value, add one-fifth more to it, and give it to whomever it belongs on the day of his trespass offering. This one-fifth rule was applied at Ambassador College approximately 1970. A then student thief confessed. At student forum, it was announced that victims could pick up at the Dean of Students' office their stolen items plus 20%. A beautiful example of applying God's law. Last point 7. 5 examples how we can reduce losses. Number 1, put ID tags on possessions. In the auditorium and congregation over a decade, I looked after the ushering and items and lost and found without identities. We found Bibles, books, and one time a distant visitor to headquarters with an ID inside left a Bible book, and I inquired and mailed it parcel post back to them. Let's remember Deuteronomy 22, verse 3. With his garment, with any lost thing of your brother's, which he has lost and you have found, you shall do likewise. You must not hide yourself. Number 2, cards. I've made some tiny name tags with addresses, name and address tags, and put them on non-confidential cards. So virtually all of my cards have little tags on them. Example, bank cards, Ralph's, Bonds, Medicare, ARP, not necessarily credit cards. Point three, pets. Have an ID collar or insert a microchip. Internet site IDTag.com offers the latest and most advanced ID tags and chips to ensure your lost pet is safely recovered. Number four, wallet. On a trip to Ambassador College, 1968, 2,000 miles on a bus, an accident happened and I lost my wallet. At Ambassador College, someone told me, Malachi 3, verses 10 and 11. Malachi 3, verses 10 and 11. Quote, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out to you such blessing that there will be not room enough to receive it. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall your vine fail to bear fruit in the field, says the Lord of hosts. I asked God to rebuke the devourer. Months later, forgotten, I received in the mail a package with my wallet. Thank you, God. Over the decades, I lost my wallet again. So, I attached this light chain to the wallet and to my pants. And I never lost my wallet again. Number five, a gas cap. Usually set it on top of the car. I lost the gas cap a few times. Answer? Put nylon fishing lines. Could you string braided together and attached to the gas cap and the other end to the car? Answer, never lost the gas cap since. In conclusion, today we've looked at lost and found in 7 points. 1, the world's way. 2, God's way, Deuteronomy 22. 3, 5 examples what to do. 4, we must not hide ourselves. 5, the enemy's lost items. 6, not dishonestly keep items. And 7, 5 examples for reducing loss of items. With lost and found, the world's way says, finders keepers, losers weepers. However, let us remember God's way.